The depression that creeps in as a product of the fog. The vague melding of all the directions and decisions you face in every moment. When this sets in, all else is forgotten, except the gnawing self-consciousness that feeds on the most drunken form of nihilism. You are inadequate. Or at least you think you are inadequate. Maybe there's an aspect of you that feels like you slacked off. Maybe there's a part of you that wishes you could have had the foresight to act in such a way so that today would be different than it is. Welcome to the club. This is the case for all of us, to some extent. But some obviously have it far worse than others. You, though. You say that you wish things turned out differently. You wish that you knew then what you know now. And so do what you can to consider this. What things must you do today so that you don't find yourself asking the same regretful questions 5, 10, and 20 years from now? Because you can flail around in your own sorrow and complaints. You could choose to spite those who you can so easily point the finger at. But neither of those will change anything about the current situation you're in, except maybe making them worse. Life isn't fair. And it pains me to say such a thing because it seems so dismissive of whatever pain each of us has gone through. It is, however, the truth. There's a saying in the Bible that goes something like this. To those who have something, more will be given, and they will have more than enough. But from those who have nothing, everything will be taken. At face value, this seems like it is nothing but pure malevolence and inequity. But perhaps at another level, something far more nuanced is being said. To those who have an ounce of self-reliance, an ounce of autonomy, and responsibility, benefits will be reaped, and they will be reaped 10 and 20-fold. Those who lack these traits, all dreams, potentials, and possibilities will be taken. They will seem as if they have left, never to come back. Though this is but one interpretation, when read from a psychological perspective, there is a different dynamic present. Happiness is not only exponential, it is exponential in both directions. If you take radical ownership for the quality of your life and how you react, you will feel differently, and you will be the breadwinner. The happy one among the many who will never realize such wisdom dormant within themselves. Some steps must be taken, no matter how small. Because when you find a direction, your total morale changes. Be stern with yourself, but intuit the balance. What must you do now so that you don't hold the same regrets in the future? Or said in another way, what do you have to do to make your future self proud? What are the first steps towards making those things happen? Can you do at least that? If not, what part can you do? All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time. Think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.